matters of involvement? There are none. Okay, with that, I'll return it to Councillor Mason to close.
I close, thank you.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote to accept the report. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Section 13, petitions, there are nil. Section 14, notices of motions, there are nil. Section 15, I note the response provided to Councillor Barwick regarding the secret park to commemorate the late Peter Cox. Do you want to move a motion?
Can I ask a question there, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
Where did the name Secret Park come from? Was it from the place names Tasmania?
I've no idea. Through the chair to the general manager.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'd have to take that question on notice. I have.
Could you do that? Because my inquiries have been that it was never ever named anything.
It may be.
Only reason I ask is because of the response that you've given me here.
It may just be a popular local name as opposed to a formalised name. It may be. Let us give you a response.
Thank you. Now.
Thank you. Right, would you like to move a motion, Councillor Barr?
Yes, I have. I've got two, actually, Mr. Chairman. This first one's to do with motion 025/18, which is 2018. Potential council land sales be returned to council for further decision. It's already in our carried forward motions that you've.
Have you given Louise a copy of that?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's only basic.
That's all right, but it does help. Thank you, Councillor.
See Shane on it down fast.
There you go.
I mean, if you want me to list all the land that it mentions,
no.
I can.
As long as you refer to the motion, to the the motion that you're pointing to, I think that's quite adequate. Okay. So, Councillor Barr, are you happy that the motion that's captured is consistent with what you want to move? Come on, guys. One meeting, please.
Through the chair to GM, on 025/18 and the items that are in the quarterly report that have been completed, didn't we recently agree that they would drop off at the end of the quarter? So at the end of this quarter, they are ready to drop off anyway.
Yes.
So
absolutely confident.
They don't need to be returned. There's no need for them to be returned. They're completed.
A point of order there, Mr. Chairman. We took it from the council table to a workshop. And that's exactly what we asked for. And nothing more has been done. We discussed it at a workshop, but it has not come back to the table for us to make a public opinion that what we're doing with that land that we did say we were going to sell.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. I
think there needs to be more to this. If it's not just about the land, those lands were dealt with a number of years ago. If there are items, and this comes from the quarterly report, if there are items that are exhausted, finished, completed, done their run, then they should drop off at the end of each quarter. The items should be done in a block, or are we going to come back every week when we see a new one and bring another motion back to clear another one out? We should be doing them all in a block at the end of each quarter. Once they're resolved, they go. That's what we've resolved in the past for it to happen with these. We've done it repeatedly.
Yes. Well, maybe the question then is through to the general manager. And apologies, just indulge me. It's just for the purpose of making sure that we are consistent. So in this case where we have this track record of having these property-related actions to execute, we do them, is there a requirement that you're aware of in the Act that we have to update that actions register specific to those individual items? Is our past accepted practice of completing them, just updating the quarterly report and then removing them from the action register sufficient? Give us some guidance here as to what's the best practice.
Well, through you, Mr. Chair, Office has presented a report to the April meeting of Council, where Council resolved to receive the report on outstanding motions and resolved to rescind. Oh, sorry, it receives a report and notes the following motions are completed and will be removed from the Council outstanding motions list, which is
registerable. So that's the motion that actually says it will be removed.
After the presentation of the third quarterly report dated 31 March 25, which has been satisfied today,
exactly.
And then it does call out specifically that motion. Through you, Mr. Chair, it doesn't prevent a councillor from asking for another motion to come back before council for consideration. It can't come back at the same meeting unless there's new information that's come to light.
So, Councillor Barwick, I have no means, no desire to censure you on any level, but to me it looks like the motion you're moving is moot because the previous motion is specific, saying it will be removed, and it lays out the protocol and the sequence of events. So to me it seems defunct and unnecessary.
Can I have that in writing?
You just point you to the item in the previous agenda. So
no, but can I have your response to me why it's moot in writing?
Yes. Well, I'll certainly have you point to the agenda item. So in the previous, if you look at minute number 4925, so this is a motion that passed, and it notes that the following motions are completed and will be removed from the council outstanding motions list after the presentation of the third quarterly performance report, which is what you've just received in this motion. So there's a sequence of three periods. Yes? Correct.
Yeah.
And now, so you're going to move a motion that effectively...
Yes.
Yes, you could do that.
That's what I'm doing.
It's already done. Exactly.
Can I second the motion so I can understand the speakers?
You most certainly may. As I said, I have no desire to censure anyone.
Are you seconding
the motion now?
Well, I can accept the motion. I can. For the sake of debate, let's do it. I'm not going to deny it. All right, so the motion on the board is straightforward. We have a mover in Councillor Barwick. We have a seconder in Councillor Lowe. Again, I've pointed to the minutes. Just give me the minute number. So previous, it was 52.
Wait, you're talking about the, this is a new motion.
No, but let's point
what
to
the minute
where it lists the sequence
about?
Of events. It was 52.
Yeah, I just got 100 things open.
One of the 400 things about. Anyway, let's continue anyway. I will note that previous, the minute number. Bear with us, sorry.
Minute 49/25,
and those are the this those are the minutes we just adopted this meeting, okay, from this. Okay. All right. You, Councillor Clark, take it away.
Minute number, what was it? Can you read out what that minute says? I haven't got it here.
025/18. 025/18.
Through the chair, I think Councillor Barwick, you're talking about the minute from the endorsed April resolution. Is that what you're referring to? Or you're talking to the minute for
the table? That's in the minutes for the.
So for the April meeting, the minute relating to the removal of motions is 49/25. The minute relating to the old motion for council sales is in your current motion being 025/18.
Correct. 025/18.
And that minute says?
The one at 49/25 says that council receives a report. So this is a motion that's carried, right? It says receives a report and notes the following motions are completed and will be removed from the council outstanding motions list after the presentation of the third quarterly performance report dated the 31st of March 2025, which is the one that we move in this meeting now.
But Mr. Chairman, didn't we that whole meeting was deferred for a while until the general manager, I think Mr. Dunn was sitting in the chair, and we deferred that entire motion, whole document.
No, the motion carried 8-1. You were the only person who voted against it. It was voted in favour of by Councillor Keyser, Councillor Dawson, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Mason, and Councillor Orr.
25th
in March it was deferred.
25th
it was deferred in March to April, and in April it carried.
On the 29th of March, it says removal of motions from outstanding motions register deferred.
Correct.
So it came to April.
It was deferred in March, came to April. April it was approved.
And April was not a good day, was it?
Why?
Well, I'm not going to say why April wasn't a good day. But having the thing is, again, we're not doing our job properly. That should have come back.
Okay.
That should have been done properly.
Councillor Archer. Not Archer. Goodness me. I'm so sorry. I apologise. Sorry. Sorry, Winston. Truly. Councillor Barwick.
Get on with it.
We're in terribly unproductive territory here. You know, we're not making any progress. So I'm going to put the choice with you. I think I've done everything I can to try to explain it. I don't see the point in what you're doing. So either move forward so we can get to a vote or withdraw your motion.
Well,
I'm going to give you those two simple.
I've got a motion I need to bring it back. To bring it back and address that.
Okay, good.
Things.
So you've now, are you comfortable that you've introduced your motion? Do you want to speak to it more than what you have? Or
no.
Okay. Councillor Lowe is the seconder.
Yes, thank you. So I second it to try and get some understanding because I thought I was on a different page and I still think I might be on a different page. So I might just get some clarity. But I second the motion because whilst the motion has been completed, which was to bring it back to a workshop and discuss it, obviously no decisions were made at any workshop. So once things were discussed, nothing's then been brought back to council for approval. Whether that is or isn't, I can't recall, but that's why I wanted to understand if that's where Councillor Barwick was going with her motion. What are we doing with those parcels of land? What decisions did we make? So that's what I thought Councillor Barwick was trying to do. That's why I second the motion. So I'm
thank you.
Not sure other than that.
Well, the short chronology is in the April meeting, we moved a motion. It was very explicit about the chronology of events and how these would be removed from the list. That has now happened. So you get to decide. I'm not going to speak to the motion. I'm not going to foreshadow anything. You get to decide. The motion is the motion. So, yeah, does anyone else want to speak to the motion or ask any questions? Councillor Dawson?
Through the chair to the general manager, could you bring up 02518, that motion, and please describe to the room what happened with those each individual parcels of land that were identified in that motion? Are you able to do that?
Not bring it up on the screen, but he may be.
Oh, it doesn't have to come up on the screen. I'm happy for you to just speak to it.
Maybe.
I think some were Gazalia Drive, and I can't.
I can list them for you through the chair, but I might also call on the Director of Corporate Community Services, because some of these properties have been on there for quite some time.
That's correct. And it's my understanding that they've all been dealt with.
They have all been dealt with, yes. I'm confident of that. All right, welcome to the chair, the Director of Corporate and Community, Cheryl Hyde. So the question was, can we list all of the properties that were on that action item and give an update as to what was done so we can qualify whether they have indeed been closed off?
So, through the chair, so the motion that we're referring to, 02518, is titled Potential Council Sales. The motion is that the following items be deferred to a workshop. Sell Gazalia Drive, PID 1737346, with the proceeds of the sale being invested in public open space. That property has not been sold. 15 River Leeds Drive property has been sold. Offer for sale, 30 Davies Street property has been sold. Sell 241 Agnes Street property has been sold. Offer for sale, Gazalia Drive, to adjoining landowners due to limited development opportunity. Property offer was made, but property has not transferred. And I think there's a double up on the last one, which is the PID 1737346, which was the first one I spoke about, which has not been sold. I believe these came back to council at another time. I'd have to have a look and see what the motion was for those properties. From memory, there was a motion regarding the PID 1737346 that related to the public open space access to the river for the community in that area.
Okay. And just for my sake of clarity then, where an item is listed, did not sell, was not offered up for sale, it means that an alternative mechanism was agreed upon. Is that correct? Or
was not. So they're still currently.
Just retained.
They're still currently on the public land register.
If we could remove standing orders for a moment, maybe just a clarification on that. We did take that the land at Gazalia Drive back to workshop. We had representation from the Colgraves who spoke to us about the original subdivision that was put in place.
Yep.
And asked us not to do certain things with that land, which is effectively what we've done. So all of the items in that motion have been resolved.
Correct. Thank you. All right, any other speakers? Councillor
Barwick,
too.
As the member hasn't spoken the motion, I'm totally confused the aspect of why this motion's been put up. So I won't be supporting the motion. Can I clarify, when you do a summing up of a motion, that you can't produce new information in your summary?
It is the prerogative of the mover. You may actually, I think you have a little bit more leniency. Hang on a second.
The meeting procedures are silent on it.
No, I think it's a little bit silent on it. I'm not going to hang myself here because we aren't exactly prosecuting this.
Because the aspect is that
we're prosecuting this with good humour.
If you're summing up the debate and to put new information out, it means it's unfair to other councillors, especially when you haven't put a reason in the first place.
look, I'm going to hear you, but I'm going to allow it in this particular instance, given the circumstances specifically. But I mean, I do acknowledge the point you have raised. Okay, Councillor Bauer, too close.
Mr. Chairman, when we were discussing the item itself, you were the one that suggested when I brought this up to put a motion forward. That is why this motion's come forward.
It's your
not
prerogative.
Just turned up.
It's your prerogative. I'm not here to force you to do anything. Just here to make sure that everyone has a chance. It's a democracy. All right. Now we are going to vote on this motion. Okay. The motion you're voting on is that motion 02580, potential council land sales, be returned to council for further discussion. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Bauer. Can we have Councillor Harris and Councillor Archer? All those against, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor Dawson, Councillor Keyser. The motion is defeated. Hang on, let me just get my notes up to date here. Okay. Well, now we do have. Okay, go for it. Just be pressed for time. Right. Just carry on. I know we've got a few councillors going to be leaving. I'm just conscious of the time. Carry on. Microphone, please. Microphone, please. Thank you, Councillor Mason.
I'd like to move the council invites Mr. Andrew Taylor as chair of the Future Impact Group to give council laws an update on the current activities and intentions of when they will be becoming an incorporated body. There's a word in there that I haven't got in the last cup at the bottom.
Can I call for a seconder, please? Councillor Harris is the seconder. All right, Councillor Bauer, I'm confident that Louise will capture that one. Councillor, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason I bring this up again I'm not sure of the month, but council did make and move a motion that the Future Impact Group was to become an incorporated body, a decision that was made around this table for them to become an incorporated body, and we gave them until June to become an incorporated body, as requested by us. We've had no meetings, we've had no updates, only our notifications from the GM of different things that we've asked. But I believe we need to sit and now find out from the chair what is happening there, functions they're continuing to do, and where they are sitting to be incorporated, they go get funding, they can continue on. We have no idea, even though we've supported and backed them and been behind them, I want an update so community gets to know as well.
Thank you, Councillor Bauer. Councillor Harris, seconder.
I fully agree with that. Councillor Barwick.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. I'll open that to the floor. Speakers for or against or questions? Yes, Councillor Mason.
I think the motion has merit. It's a good information session. You can find out what's going on.
Agreed. Anyone else? Councillor Lowe?
Yeah, I may have missed something because I thought that we weren't funding or necessarily supporting in a major capacity that we would even dictate that incorporation. I can't recall. A lot's gone past, so I just wasn't too sure if this would be relevant because I didn't know if we were connected to them in such a way anymore.
Thank you. Well, in that case, I'll ask a question to the General Manager. Can you please just clarify, does the Georgetown Council still hold a funding capacity or act in a funding capacity for the purposes of the Future Impact Group? And if you could just possibly just expand on what our current agreement is with auspicing some of the grant funding that may have eventuated through the Future Impact Group.
Thank you, Chair. The Council supports the Future Impact Group through provision of space at the launch pad when they meet, I believe it, infrequently at the moment. They've had some resourcing in, it's voluntary capacity issues themselves. So very limited work has been done in that space. You know, Council does not budget any of the activities or pay for any of the activities of that group any longer. It does have an association with our youth arm, having been a joint advocate for the funding through the TCF, which has still got a couple of years to remain. But that's very much underneath Council direction and management and support.
Okay, so maybe I can ask the question then in a slightly different way.
Sorry, would you like me to add just to clarify on Councillor Lowe's comment before? The motion somewhere to the effect was that Council no longer provide any budgetary funding to the group unless they become incorporated, and I think there was a time frame that was set as well.
Thank you.
Which was not achieved, and it was confirmed by the group that they had no intention of becoming incorporated.
Thank you. That's the part that I was looking for. So they have already advised us that they have no intention of becoming an incorporated body. We do not finance them or fund them in any capacity whatsoever, and there's no activities budgeted. Again, I think that it's a bit of a moot point, in my opinion. But that's my point of view. Anyone else? Councillor Dawson.
So after hearing both yourself and the General Manager's comments, is there really any reason to invite Mr. Taylor to give us that update if we really have effectively severed ties? We still work alongside them, but we've effectively severed ties. Is there anything to be gained from inviting Mr. Taylor in?
I'd happily answer that. So I think you have to point. So as a courtesy, absolutely, of course. I have a very, very high regard for Mr. Taylor, who's been a magnificent volunteer and contributor to our community. But the nature of the question asked by Councillor Barwick was specific to whether or not they had achieved their incorporated status, and I believe that the nature and the genesis of a question is specific to whether or not there were any funding implications or implications to the operations and actions of Council, which I think we've thoroughly dispelled. So under that context, I'd say no, it's inappropriate, but as a courtesy, I'd say it's appropriate. Councillor Ashley.
I was under the impression, I might be very wrong, that we had had feedback that the Future Impact Group were not meeting as often, weren't doing as many things together, and that they were finding it very hard to find people in the group. And Andrew was only staying in the group for a short amount of time. I don't know whether that was right or not. And that the body had no intention of becoming incorporated. That was what my understanding of what the feedback of what I've heard in the last few meetings that I've been at. I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but that was my understanding.
Sounds about right. Yep. Councillor Orr.
So just to clear, was part of the Future Impact Group before I was a councillor. So I'm for inviting any of our groups, community groups, any groups at all to come and give presentations to the council. Happy with that as well. Definitely if we're funding groups, but asking groups if they're in tend to become incorporated, which doesn't really involve us, so I won't be supporting this one.
Thank you, Councillor Orr. All right, I'll hand it back to the mover to close.
Very interesting, Mr. Chairman. We did, as a council, move the motion for them to become an incorporated body, and it went through completely. That was that to happen. I'm asking here for an update on their current activities. We have not. How long ago is it since they've been in here to give us anything, any update? The funding that they were the ones that came to the council. They had all the funding at first. They had thousands of dollars. They applied for, I won't better not say too much about the other one.
It is confidential.
I've got to be very careful with what I say there, but they're... I just believe we, as a council, need to be updated so we know where we are and what is going on. Hear it from the horse's mouth. And I have no idea what Councillor Ashley's talking about. I've never heard it. I mean, so where she gets her information is good, but it doesn't come out to me as part of a council that moved, that we... have this, we ask that question.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. I'll put that to a vote now. So you're voting on the motion from Councillor Barwick, seconded by Councillor Harris, that Council invites Mr. Andrew Taylor as Chair of the Future Impact Group to give Council an update on their current activities and intention of becoming incorporated. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Barwick, we have Councillor Mason, we have Councillor Archer, and we have Councillor Harris. All of those against, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, we have Councillor Ashley, we have Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr. Well, that's a vote in the negative then. So that means you are carried, the motion is defeated 4-5. Motion is defeated 4-5. And let me just get my notes up to date, please.
Through you, Mr. Chair, I might apologise myself from the proceedings for the remainder of the afternoon. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Hang on, let me just get my... and then Greg Dawson, DD abstain. All right, we're moving into closed meeting. Item 16.1, the records will show that the time is 3:25. Can I call for a mover, please, to move us into closed? Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Lowe. All those in favour of moving into closed, please raise your hand or say aye. Motion is carried. All right, those who are on the audio recording, just bear with us and we'll report back to you once our agenda enclosed has completed. Thank you.